spoke the word death, and I never allowed the thought death come into my mind whenever I was with Jerry or away from Jerry. I had a guard around. I had my eyes fixed on a purpose. It says, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose. And you know what that was? I kept saying it, recovery. So whatever you're going through today, you've got to let the word of God, you got to get that vision in front of you, what the promise is. And it says, and let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established and ordered aright. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left, and remove your foot from evil. We're keeping the word in front of us today, right? We've got it. Hey, I know what the promises are. I know what the world out here will try to distract you, and you'll be like Peter. You'll be walking on the water, and if you get distracted by the winds and the waves, you'll start to fall. But if you'll grab a hold of Jesus, he'll get you right back up on top of the water and get you back where you need to be. But you've got to keep your gaze fixed on what the Word of God is and what is yours. Amen? And as we do that, we're going to praise God and give him the glory this morning. Amen? Come on, put your hands together as we praise him. What he's gonna do. And he, you know, and then he says, you're all alone, you know what? You're not alone. Remember what he's done. Amen. I'm going to celebrate. My Redeemer has redeemed. I'm going to celebrate because my Savior, come on, he saved me. I'm going to celebrate because church to pray for her. They gave her a bad report, cancer, but she heard about what had happened to Pastor and how God had delivered him and brought him through it. And guess what? She came through it. They got it all. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a praise. Something else. Kenny's home. And I know this is their testimony, but I'll just tell you this. He's home 3 weeks early. 3 weeks when they said they figured his recovery would be 3 more weeks. He's home. Amen. Hallelujah. And Hope's mom was able to go visit her. And Hope, and you who know, this mother was supposedly going to be dying, what, a year and a half ago? And now here she is visiting her daughter. That's a praise. That's a praise. Miss Lillian's here. Glory to God. Amen. That's a praise. Pastor sitting here. That's a praise. Come on, church. We've got so much to look at what he's done. Don't sit around thinking about so much what you need as you forget what he's done. Amen. Well, look what the Lord has done. Come on.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's ever for the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Now the lame man was sitting
outside the gate begging alms for those who entered in. With Peter and John came upon him, the lame man was expecting from him. But he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. That's when the Spirit hit the lame man, and he leaped to his feet, crying, look what the Lord's done for me. Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me, it was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name, he's evermore the same. Come on and praise him, look what the Lord has done.
Now I was bound by the chains
of darkness and sin, I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eye. Now my soul can rejoice, cause I've made it my choice. I've got the peace and everything I need. Now my name is written down in the Lamb of the Light. Can't you see what he's done for me? Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me, it was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name, he's evermore the same. Oh, yeah. Come on and praise him, look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah, Lord, we magnify your name today. You know, we're living in the days of Elijah, the last days. You know that?
Can I share something real quick? This is a special day for me and my husband. We've been married 18 years today. And I was singing this song, and you know, I look back 18 years ago, 17 years ago, probably. No, 18. We'll go 18. A little while after we got married, you know, nobody gave us 18 days, let alone 18 years, to stay married. It's not been easy. And I look back maybe 16 years ago, our marriage was a disaster. It was mangled and marred and scarred and just beat to pieces. We were hanging on because God said, don't let go.
That's it.
That's the only reason. He was ready to go. I was ready to go. Dad said, why don't you go? And I said, because God didn't tell me to let go. And when he does, I will. But if he don't, I'm going to hang on. And so when we sung this song, just everything inside me said, look what he did. Amen. 18 years.
I tell you what, the first time Ricardo walked through the doors of the church, it was the old sanctuary. And I had had somebody... You know, we knew they were seeing each other. It's the first time he had come to our church. And when I was standing up here, we were in praise and worship. And they came through the doors, and the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. He said, I'm putting them together. Now, 2 or 3 years down the road, if I hadn't had that word, Miriam came to me one day and said, Mom, are you sure? I said, Miriam, I can tell you what God told me. He told me when you walk through the door together, he said, I'm putting them together. And what man has put, God has put together, let not man put asunder. Amen. Church, celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That may be a word from somebody, because you're just hanging on to what you know God told you. You know what? It's all right. Because that's the truth. Amen?
Precious blood atoning, then I repent.
blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. They can try to take that out of my gospel, but they're not going to. Amen. Amen. Oh, we celebrate your majesty as we worship him, church. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, you know what there is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired, if you're thirsty, guess what? There is freedom. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom brings this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face, there is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. Words of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom.
We're going to continue that song, but do you have something you need to turn over to God? Have you been a prodigal? All you need to do is take one step back toward Him today. Or maybe you just got some intense battle going on and you just need to say, I need help. I'd like for the prayer force to come down. And as we continue worshiping with this song, I want you to feel free to come to one of these prayer force leaders and say, hey, I need you to agree with me. Or I need you to help me get rid of this burden I'm carrying. Or I need to give my life back to God. You may even need the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Whatever you need, the Spirit of the Lord is here today, just like He was in the book of Acts. Anything that took place in the book of Acts can take place here this morning. Amen? Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Rings
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that was weak.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There you go.
And everybody